Airplane spotters and commandos. What a glorious combination for thrills and action. That's what you'll get in the transcribed adventure story, which tells of Terry Lee, American boy in China, and his friends who have joined the first Chinese commando group and are now on their second midnight raid against the invaders. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Boys and girls, can you identify an airplane at a glance? Not an airplane that's just sitting on the ground, but a plane in the air, rushing along at 200 miles an hour or more. Well, it's not an easy job, but it sure gives you a thrill when you can do it. And for lots of folks, it's all important. Terry and Pat and Hugh, for instance, where would they be if they couldn't tell a friend from an enemy when they saw a plane up in the sky? They have to know, and so do the Chinese commandos. And so Terry thought up his official airplane spotter. This remarkable device shows you how to identify airplanes right away when you see them. Shows you quickly, easily, in a way that's fun. It's a unique creation, and you can't buy it in any store. No, you can't buy it in the store, but you can get one because you're a friend of Terry's and Juice. Now, all you need is just one dime and two Libby's Tomato Juice labels. Now, get the two labels from cans of Libby's Tomato Juice, put your full name and address on the back of one, and mail them with 10 cents to Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago, Illinois. You got that address? Just Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago. And you know how to spell Libby's. L-I-B-B-Y-S. Gosh, will you have a time when you get that airplane spotter? Why, think of the thrill when you can just look up and say kind of offhand like, there goes a Bell P-39 Air Cobra. Now, of course, the Air Cobra is just one of the 16 planes you'll be able to identify. So get going, boys and girls. Get going now. Line up those two Libby's labels from Libby's Grand Tomato Juice and rustle up a dime. Then send the labels and a dime to Terry, care of Libby's, in Chicago, Illinois. Enclose your full name and address, and the next thing you know, Terry's official airplane spotter will be yours. And now, Terry and the Pirates. A renegade, a certain General Slang, has besieged the small town of Yankuk. Terry and Connie and Jude Hennick flew from the Samsung Hill to Yankuk to view the situation from the air. Their plane made a forced landing and Connie escaped, but Terry and Jude were made prisoners by General Slang. He discovered the airplane spotter, which gave him an idea. He would have one of his invader pilots fly Jude's plane back to the hills and bomb the commando hideout. But the Chinese boy, Connie, reached Pat and the Dragon Lady in the hills, and he warned them. And when the plane appeared, it was shot down. Then a midnight raid on Klang's headquarters was planned. In dark clothes, their faces blackened, the commandos moved silently into the enemy camp. Pat and the Dragon Lady overpowered two guards and released Terry and Duke.
Now, come on. And remember, lads, no noise and no prisoners.
Where are we going?
Klang wants to see you and Terry. He sent a guard here to get you, lads. That's how we found you. Well, we want to see General Klang. The commandos have a message for him.
So Klang.
Let's go, Pat.
Now, pay attention. We don't want any shooting if we can help. We're outnumbered 3-1 or more, aren't we?
Easy.
Now, our men are scattered all through this camp. So far, there's been no racket, and there won't be. Now, then, you and Dude will go in and visit Klang, just as he expects.
Uh-huh. Well, you and the Dragon Lady be?
We'll be on hand in case you need us. Now, here. You'll feel better with this bit of hardware, but keep it in your coat. And don't start shooting right off.
Thanks.
Oh, and here's a present for you, too, Terry. Keep it out of sight.
Hey, Pat, what happened to my plane? It sure wasn't here.
It's good salvage material, dude. That's all. The pilot has gone to his ancestors.
Let's move away from here before some soldier comes along.
Okay, okay. And just one more instruction. We want General Klang, dead or alive. If we can spirit him out of this camp, fine. If not, then we'll have to leave him in a horizontal position. Go in there and let him do the talking.
Where's the gun?
How should I know? You sent for us, didn't you?
Shut the door, Terry.
Right.
Here.
If so, I sent for you. Stand over here while I can see both of you. That is better. You gentlemen appear to be unusually calm for the unhappy position you are in.
Well, what do you want us to do, Butterboy?
We heard Hennig's plane take off several hours ago.
Oh, yes. And you wonder what has happened to it.
No, we don't wonder. When a couple of fellows are locked up a night and a day and another night like we've been, you'll wonder about a lot of things.
Yeah, about the town of Yankuk, for instance.
I shall enter the town in the morning, gentlemen. The defenders within the walls are in dire need of food and water. The ammunition is low. They will surrender at dawn.
You wouldn't want to make a bet on that, would you?
In any case, you will not be on hand to collect it, Mr. Hennig.
He'll feel that way about things, huh?
You were brought here for the purpose of hearing your sentence. I would not advise either of you to make a step in this direction. I have a weapon. I dislike to use it. I dislike to kill people.
Dislike to kill people? Huh. That's putting the cart before the horse. You're about the lowest form of life I've ever seen. You're lower than the outfit you're working for, and that's plenty low.
I shall enjoy watching you face a firing squad, Mechanic.
Anybody who would send a plane with the insignia of the Allied Nations, anybody...
Enough. This is war, young man. There's no law in the conduct of war. No law that I recognize. The strategy is to win by any and all means. Of course, I use your plane against your own soldier.
Sure, it's typical of everything the invader does. I'm sick and tired of these so-called superior people. They've messed up the world plenty, and you...
Enough. You and your companion have until daybreak to live. It is all I have to say to you. Another word, and you should not live that long.
Okay, suit yourself. But can I tell you what happened to my plane and your pilot, or do you know?
You have said enough, Mr. Hennig.
Listen to me, Clang. That plane was shot down. Did you know that?
Yeah, I say you...
Keep your hands away from that gun, General.
Where did you get that?
Hardy's ears were made to it. Now, just behave, General. Never mind how anything happened. It did, that's all. This camp is filled with commandos.
No, I don't believe it.
You don't believe anything, New York. No. You don't believe it because it's dark. Because there's been no shooting. But the men are outside. They're not taking prisoners. Just as you're not taking prisoners.
What do you want?
I want you. Prize package if there ever was one. Taking you back to our side of the fence. Terry?
Yes, dude?
Better remove that widow maker from the table. General can't seem to keep his eyes off of it.
Yeah, sure.
You're going to kill me?
Cheerfully.
You will never leave this camp alone.
Well, what do you care? You won't know about it. Nah, I want you alive, doggone it. Had orders to bring you in. The dragon lady wants to see you.
The dragon lady? She had nothing to do with the commando raid.
You'll find out. I say, you're actually sweating, General. Don't tell me you're uncomfortable.
If you want to shoot, do so. Have it over with. But I'm not going to become a prisoner of that woman.
Yes, you are. Monocle, trick uniform and all. Terry, take that lantern from the table. Stand over to one side of the door. We'll have to do this job carefully.
Hey, look out. Stop him, Mateo. Don't shoot, Terry. Watch the door. Don't let him out.
I got him, too.
What's that ladder? What's it? Starting a fire.
Where
else, Licky?
Never get me. You never eat
me. You'll never be here alive. Ever
commando
will die.
Yeah, but not
before I exercise my
right and my left. I can't
manage this
fire, dude.
If you go
on the floor.
Show's
over, dude. You better run for it.
Yeah. I can't take Klein. I knocked him out, I guess.
But the fire.
Yeah, his man will find him. Come on. There's going to be plenty of trouble.
I'm right behind you. Which one, you?
I don't know. Which one's gone? Texas for somebody else.
Where's Patton? In the dragon lake.
That's everyone for himself, and the devil's at the hindmost.
Let's go toward the town. The Yankuk is over there.
Right. As long as we get clear of this place.
Let's rest a minute, dude. My lungs are like sandpaper.
Yeah. Give a medal for a cold glass of water.
Yeah. Hey, can you... Can you see anything?
Huh? Only a glare in the sky. Fire must have spread. There's a bit of wind, you know.
What? What about Clank?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I let him have it. She broke my hand. In the fire.
He was caught then.
He kicked the table over. He smashed the old lantern with his fire.
Oh, I know.
Now listen to me, kid. Clang was a renegade. That's bad. He used my own plane in or tried to bomb Pat and the others. That's worse. He just shot us at the drop of a hat, and I don't like that either. Save your sympathy. Whatever he got, he deserved.
Yeah. I wonder how the commandos came out. Pat and the dragon lady.
Well, with Clang out of the way, I think we can bring good news to the folks in Yankuk. There'll be no surrender tomorrow.
Yeah, we can get inside the town walls and look for April and Slugger.
Let's watch our step. No use getting shot by some nervous Nellie with a jittery rifle.
I saw that airplane spot on the table just before Clang upset things.
Yeah?
It's funny how you notice little things at a time like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought so. Saw the silhouette of my own plane. Made me sore, too. A good plane wrecked because of Clang. I gave him an extra shot just for that.
Wish I had that spotter. Might use it to help folks in Yankuk.
Look, if we get in the town, if we get to a place where we can relax, I'll help you make a new one, Terry. Just now, I'm worried about getting there.
Well, let's start walking, dude. It's been a big night.
Yep. It'll be a bigger day, too, I'm thinking.
Yes, it will be not only a bigger day, but next week will be an even more thrilling week than this one was. Terry's airplane spotter, rebuilt by Hugh Hennig, will bring new help to the people in the besieged town of Yankuk. We'll again meet April Kane and the others we know so well. They're all fighting the invader as best they can. I'll tell you more about this in just a moment. Now, kid, I want to remind you of something important. Be sure to ask your mother to get 2 cans of Libby's tomato juice. Because you'll need those 2 Libby's labels to get your official airplane spotter, the one like Terry made. Now, you're going to have the biggest thrill identifying planes when you see them in the sky. And the sooner you get your spotter, the more exciting it will be. That's why it's really important to line up those 2 cans of Libby's tomato juice. Your mother's pretty sure to be going to the store tomorrow, and she'll be glad to get some of that swell-tasting tomato juice of Libby's. Especially when you remind her that it's a grand source of vitamins. Now, you can get your airplane spotter for just those 2 Libby's labels and a dime. Send them with your name and address to Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You know, I feel sure that every one of you boys and girls is buying United States war stamps. That's one of the best of all ways of showing that you're a true blue patriotic American. Can you imagine the fun April Kane would have with an airplane spotter and Slugger gun, too? Well, let do with Terry when he and Jude Hennig finally reach Yankuk with the good news about Clang and his enemy soldiers. Now, there's fun and plenty of transcribed adventure. So remember the time and be at this listening post.